So let's talk about the selling action that we're seeing in the market today and also what we could expect over the coming months. For that, we want to bring in Francis Gannon. He's co-chief investment officer at Royce Investment Partners. And Francis, I know you closely watch the small caps. So let's take a look at the Russell 2000 today. Today, it's off just around 1%, coming off an extremely weak quarter. The third quarter was the first negative return for the index since the first quarter of 2020. So where do you see small caps then heading into the final months of the year?
I actually think that small caps are relatively well positioned going into the last quarter of the year. And part of our thinking there is they're so cheap on a relative basis to some of their large cap brethren. In fact, if you look at the small cap value index, for example, we haven't seen it this cheap in 20 years in comparison to the large cap growth space. So in my opinion, it's great to see the rotation in the market you're seeing today with the NASDAQ getting hit and the S&P 500 down. And actually small caps, in particular small cap value, is outperforming.
I know nobody can time the market, but I think a lot of us as just average investors want to know, all right, if it's buy on the dip, when do we start going back up?
Yeah, so that's always the $1,000 question that it's always hard to answer. I think you have to take, you know, go back in history and look at certain things. And here we know that at the moment, there seems to be a disconnect in the small cap space from the macro headlines we're hearing on a daily basis. And micro, what we're hearing from our companies from a bottoms-up perspective. Companies that we're talking to on a regular basis in our portfolios are actually quite positive, the demand seems quite high. So our hope and anticipation is that you're going to see relatively strong earnings for the small cap space going into this particular quarter's report, third quarter earnings, and into the latter part of the year. Obviously, there's a lot of noise that the market has been fighting of late, particularly inflation, China worries, growth slowdown, et cetera. But we're not hearing any of that at the moment. So while I can't predict when the market turns around and goes back up, I do know that over the long periods of time, small caps tend to do quite well and tend to outperform. And I think we're entering that period of time again.
Francis, one of the stats that you sent over that jumped out to me, Russell 2000 declined about 6% from the peak in mid-March, but the average small cap stock has experienced a decline of 24% from their respective 52-week high. So when you're going in and you're identifying these small cap stocks that look attractive, that you're adding to your portfolio, what specifically are you looking for?
Yeah, so you're correct. The small cap market, for all intents and purposes, has been in a correction in time. Since it peaked on March 15th, through the end of the third quarter, it's down about 6.1%, has done really nothing, if you will, compared to the large cap space, which went on to hit new highs over the summertime. And the average stock, we have seen within the small cap space a quiet rotation, kind of this stealth correction, if you will, with the average stock down over 24% from its 52-week high. And I think that just creates opportunities for us. So within these headline noises that we hear, right, that people are focusing on a daily basis, we're actually, from a bottoms-up perspective, finding great opportunities as these stocks get hit. So we are continue to find opportunities in the industrial area of the market, financials, for example. We're also finding it in some of the more consumer discretionary areas of the market. But I think there's a lot of underlying rotation that's taking place in the market that people really aren't picking up on, especially within the small cap space.
If memory recalls correctly, it was a rotation out of big tech that helped the rally in small cap earlier this year. We've got guests coming up who are going to say you should stay in big tech right now. What's the danger of doing that?
Well, I can't speak to big tech. I can tell you that what happened earlier in this year, I think, really was you saw the 10-year rally from a low at the beginning of the year of less than 1% to over 1.7%. And I think that hurt the long-duration assets, specifically those companies within the NASDAQ tech in general. You saw those long-duration assets take a hit from a valuation perspective. We then went from a period of time at the end of March where rates declined back down to about 1%. And in early August, since early August, we've seen the 10-year rally again back to over 150 at quarter end. And so it's been a pretty dramatic change again. And once again, we're seeing pressure on those long duration assets. And I think that is really something we have to watch going forward. We know, history shows us, that in a rising rate environment, small caps do better than large caps. In fact, their one-year return is typically above the historical return of small caps. So as rates continue to rise, I think people should be looking more towards small caps and see more of that rotation away from the large cap tech names into small cap which once again, I think presents an opportunity.
All right, Francis Gannon, Co-Chief Investment Officer at Royce Investment Partners. Thanks so much for joining us.